Welcome to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, a lifestyle podcast for millennial women, light workers, and spiritual badasses who are waking up, ready to tap into their powers and own it like a true boss. I'm Regis Cowan, spiritual entrepreneur and life coach, and my passion is helping women like you get out of your own way and step your mindset game up. Are you a spiritual woman who's questioning her life, wanting more meaning and purpose? And you're ready to live your most amazing life, then this is the place for you. Your time is now. Let's get to it. Are you ready to break through your blocks and get clear on how you need to show up to make money with your purpose? Enlighten is my one-on-one mini-intensive session where we will go deep to get to the root of what's holding you back from being the best version of yourself, get clear on your spiritual gifts, and create a plan of action that will get you results. For more details and to apply for a session, go to bit.ly/enlightenmenow. Hey, Laura, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad that you're on our show today so that we can learn about you and talk about angels, because so many people don't realize that they have access to their angels and that they really exist. So I'm excited to talk to you and hear about your knowledge about angels. So thank you very much for coming on the show.
Yes, this is one of my favorite topics. Like, angels have been extremely important for me in terms of my path and making some really beneficial changes for me. So I love talking about them and introducing other people to the idea if they've never heard about it, or helping them understand better how angels work so that they can like work with them more closely.
Yeah, definitely. So start by telling me a little bit about you, like a little background. How did you, you know, discover this whole world of angels and get into this business?
Sure. So ever since I was little, I was like the kid in the Sixth Sense where I actually saw ghosts, and it was confusing for me. I couldn't tell the difference between a ghost and a live person. I would think someone was alive until they did something that a live person can't do, like walk through a door or disappear.
Wow.
It was a confusing time for me. I paid attention to what other people were noticing, and I could clearly tell that other people didn't see what I did. And I actually thought that I was crazy because, you know, other people weren't having the same perceptions that I was. And I basically just didn't talk about it until I was in college, and a family friend described a ghost that I had seen but never told anyone about.
Wow.
And that was a real changing moment for me, because I realized, well, I don't think he can see a hallucination of mine. And so I realized it wasn't in my head. But I was still pretty terrified because I didn't have teachers or tools at the time to learn how to manage it. So I did the only thing that I knew how to do at that time, which was to try to block it out. Mm-hmm. And basically, I was fairly successful. I stopped seeing and sensing things, and just continue to kind of live my life logically. And fast forward many years, and I ended up in a really bad place in my life. I was physically sick. I was unemployed. This was, you know, right when the recession was hitting.
Right.
I was in a toxic marriage. I was just completely lost. And I went to a psychic because I just didn't know what to do. And she essentially told me how when I had blocked out my abilities, I also blocked out my intuition.
Wow.
It made sense to me. And so I, at that point, set about opening back up, started taking psychic development classes. I invited angels into my life. I had this incredible angelic visitation experience, and my perspective completely changed from that point. So I went from being highly analytical and logical in terms of how I was approaching life to pretty much just the opposite, like making all my decisions based on intuition, guidance I was receiving. And that went way better for me.
Yeah.
And so it was just funny because, you know, I had been working prior to that in the president's office at the University of Colorado and politics, my master's degree in poli-sci. Like,
wow.
I was so in a completely different kind of government and
right.
political world. And then I opened up to this and completely changed and focused on spirituality, you know, energy, healing, and I'm having a much better life since I made that transition. And now I work full time as a psychic. I do other things. I model, I act, you know, write. But my main thing is as a psychic, and I teach classes. I do readings for people. I do consulting as a psychic for businesses. I do training, psychic development training for others. And yeah, this is my main passion. And I just love to introduce people to this and help them understand, because when you connect with your own intuition and your angels and spirit guides, it's essentially a way to make your life easier. And who doesn't want things to be easier? I mean, like, so yeah. And most people just never really thought about it as a practical way to really approach life. And it's funny because I feel like in our society, we tend to kind of like spirituality is a separate thing from, you know, practical things like work and, you know, decisions about, you know, what you're going to do. But I just feel like, no, it's so integrated. So, you know, I work a lot with business owners and executives using my abilities, for example, for business.
Wow. I think that is amazing. And I know so many people, I mean, including me, it's like we all kind of shut those things down. And when the universe is trying to get our attention, we might be going down the rabbit hole and all these things start coming up and our lives are just a mess. And they're really just trying to get our attention to be like, hey, listen up. This is what you need.
Totally.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
So sometimes it can be a super long journey before we actually wake up and listen to it. But I think that, you know, that's amazing. Those experiences make us who we are and it opens us up. And, you know, hopefully most of us will listen to the call and so that we can live, you know, our best lives, like you said, in a more easier, fluid way. So,
yeah. And I know a lot of people here feel a strong desire to help others. And I think that's so wonderful. I'm certainly one of those people. I'm very motivated in terms of helping people. But when you are in a better place, you are also in a better place to help others. So, you know, I want to not seem like it's just about you and everything being better for you, which is obviously really important, but it's also about the better you are, the more you can impact the world as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we all have a purpose and work that we're here to do. And in order for us to do that, we have to be our best selves as well too. So I totally
agree with
that. Definitely. So let's jump into like a little bit about angels. Most of my audience here are spiritual newbies. So they've probably, you know, heard about angels or, you know, if they grew up in the church, they may have heard about angels, but I think it's kind of, you know, perceived that like, it's just something you don't really talk about, or a lot of people don't talk about it because maybe they, you know, think it's more of a fantasy thing, but talk about like what exactly, you know, angels are and how they are with us and, you know, how we can use their assistance.
Yeah. So angels are beings of light who are here to help us with our lives and our life missions. And it's not even just humans. I mean, animals have angels too. You know, our loved pets, for example, have angels that help them. And they are generally non-physical beings. So they're very magical and they can also create matter. So that's when you hear about these kind of incredible angelic visitation experience where, you know, someone appears out of nowhere and then there's no record of that person.
Right.
They kind of save that person. So that can happen. But they most of the time are working through us through the kind of energetic and spiritual realm. They honor our free will. So that's really important to understand because unless we ask for their help, generally speaking, they simply guide us. But when we open that door and invite them into our lives and ask for help, it gives them permission to step in and intervene and start to actually change things for us. And this is so powerful. So when I learned about this, this was a game changer for me because, as I mentioned, I was in a real crisis in my life. Like, I was in a bad marriage. I was physically sick. You know, I was on sleeping pills. I was unemployed, overweight, depressed. You know, everything just seemed terrible. And the moment that I started working with angels and asking for their help and paying attention to them is when things just changed so dramatically for me. And I knew no matter what circumstances appeared to be, that once I had their hope, like, it was going to be fine. That was part of the angelic visitation experience I had. I just was felt surrounded by them. I could hear their wing beats.
Wow.
I could feel the love coming from them. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was supported. And so that made all the difference because I had gone from feeling like I was all alone in this very tough situation to feeling this incredible support that I had spiritually. And then I knew that even if I appeared alone, I really wasn't. And that was really important for me in terms of being able to move forward. And I was able to then make decisions that would have been very difficult for me to make prior to, because a lot of times we're guided to do things that don't logically make sense.
Right.
But actually are the answer to our prayers. Like, if we do what we're guided to, things will improve drastically. And that is what happened for me.
Nice. Amazing. And so what is something like, how would someone connect with an angel? Do they just have to ask for them? Is there, you know, like a prayer? Because some people, I think, you know, assume that they're quote unquote praying to angels, or that there's a specific thing you have to do. Like, how do you actually reach out to your angels?
Yeah. So the lovely thing is, you know, this realm is very telepathic. So all you have to do is really think it. Think and ask for help. This is great if you're in a public situation, especially in an elevator around people. You could just mentally ask your angels and spirit guides to help you. There is a strong power in words. So if you say it out loud or write it down, that's also very powerful. If you are using your thoughts to ask for help, I think it's just very important to be very clear, because when we're thinking, it can sometimes be easier for our thoughts to be a bit more muddled, not as specific. So that's the one thing I'd say, is if you're mentally thinking your prayer, just to make sure that you're being very clear. And the angels are quite literal. This is something I have realized through my work with them over the years. In a way, it's because they can only do what we ask. And so if it's unclear, it makes it harder for them to act, or they're guessing. The way I think of it is like placing your order with the universe, like be really clear on what you're asking for, because that's likely what you're going to get. Yeah, exactly. So as an example, you know, if you're asking for money or abundance and you find some coins on the ground, you have technically been answered. So,
right.
You know, be clear.
You were specific on how much or how you wanted it.
Exactly, exactly. And if the how you get it isn't important, let that open to them, and it might come in through some, you know, unusual channels. But yeah, it's important to be clear, and also to keep asking. So this idea of free will means we can also change our minds, which is great. Mm-hmm. But I think it's for that reason, it's important to keep asking for whatever you want if you haven't received it yet, until it comes into your life.
Okay. So kind of same thing like with law of attraction. I mean, you know, you're setting your intentions and your desires, and you want to be really specific about that, because like you said, whatever you ask for, you're probably going to get exactly the way you asked it. So
exactly. So yeah, it's really important. And if it's not coming in, then there's one of two things to look at. One is it not for your highest path? Maybe there's something else that actually is more aligned for you. Sometimes something even better that you hadn't thought about. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is there something in you that's actually blocking it from coming in? Because we are constantly making choices, and we can, on the one hand, think and believe, I want abundance. I want, you know, positive energy in terms of my career, et cetera. And then we may be making physical choices that are actually countering that. Right. So accepting things that are toxic, or, you know, maybe even it's a health thing. So everything is energy, and it's important to pay attention to that. So sometimes when we are blocked in one area, it'll actually impact us in another area, or we may be basically, in essence, sort of, countering our wish, our request,
right,
through our own choices. So the analogy I give to people is our minds, our lives, and our energy fields are very much like Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
I know that sounds really funny, right? But you're familiar with it. You know, they have this algorithm, and like whatever you watch, it sends you more suggestions.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You might also definitely like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe is like that. And so if we are wanting something, you know, positive, magical, and abundant, but we're making life choices,
right,
that are leading to more like a thriller or horror movie
situation. That don't line up with what you want.
Yeah, then the what our actions are always going to be weighted more than our words, you know, than our wishes.
Yeah.
So that's just something that I learned was really important, because I, in essence, realized I was blocking a lot through allowing situations that were not what I wanted, but I was allowing them in anyway.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I mean, if your actions don't line up with what you want, or, you know, if you say you want love, but you're not willing to, you know, meet new people or be open to change, then how are you supposed to get exactly what you're asking for? Like you said, if your actions don't line up,
right,
with
or you're not being loving towards, mm-hmm, yeah, or if you're not loving towards yourself.
Yeah,
if you're
definitely
asking for love externally and you have negative, hateful thoughts about yourself, that is essentially like that Netflix view saying, I choose, I want negativity about myself in my life.
Wow. Yeah. Energy is so powerful. I tell people that all the time. And your thoughts have so much power. People just don't really, you know, really get that. So.
Oh, yes. And the other thing I want to share about thoughts, which may seem a bit strange, is that our thoughts are often not just our thoughts. You know, in this conversation that we're having, like, you can tell when you're talking and I can tell when I'm talking, and it's pretty clear. But the truth is, in the spiritual realm, it's a very telepathic realm. And so we get a lot of quote-unquote thoughts that are actually not originating from us. It's something created from someone we love, maybe our mother, mm-hmm. or someone that's close to us, you know, at the grocery store or whatever. Or maybe there's a ghost, or maybe it's our angels and spirit guides talking with us. And so if you have a quote-unquote thought that is not, you know, positive or loving or going in a direction that you want to go, then regardless of whether it's originating from you, I think it's important to kind of check it. Do I want to carry this forward or not? And if it's a no, ask your angels and spirit guides to help you release that thought and anything or anyone that has created that thought. Because there are kind of what I call like entities, kind of like energy parasites that feed mm-hmm. on and create fear, stress, anxiety, pain, and they are going to try to continue to create circumstances in your life that elicit those energies and emotions from you so they can continue to feed. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, kind of light and dark energies out there, and mm-hmm. the more you sort of weed out the stuff that you don't want, the dark stuff, then you end up with a more positive, you know, sort of garden in terms of your energy field of life.
Yes, I call those energy vampires.
Yes, yeah, and they can affect your thoughts and your feelings. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's really important to pay attention to that and also not immediately take ownership of whatever you're thinking and feeling. It doesn't always originate from you. In fact, most of the time it doesn't.
I think that too all goes back to like your intuition, you know, being mindful and paying attention to those things. If you, you know, have a certain thought or something and you know it just doesn't feel right or doesn't sit well with you, like, you know, pray about it, talk to your angels, or like you said, release that, let it go, to just really kind of tune into that. Because a lot of people, I think, just kind of, you know, are on the hamster wheel and not really paying attention to certain things. And if we just take a moment to really sit with it, to see, does it feel right with us? And if it doesn't, then to release it, because those might not be your thoughts. So yeah, that's super powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Release it. And even if it is, you feel like it's originating from you, is it where you want to go? Because another way to think about it is your thoughts are like prayers, asking for what you want. Because the universe doesn't differentiate between the thoughts that we have that we want and the thoughts that we have that we don't. It's just all there. It's just all energy. And so it's where we put our focus is where we're putting our manifesting kind of creative energy as well.
Right. So when you're asking for assistance from angels, do we each have like our own set of angels? Is there like a certain hierarchy, or, you know, how does that work for each person? I know we each have, you know, spirit guides, but do we have like our own set of angels, or are they just kind of here to help everybody?
Yes, we do have our own angels. We all are assigned an angel at or before birth that is here to help us with our life and our life work. So that's the guardian angel idea that most people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. And then there are also many other angels that work with us at any given time. Some may be with us for life, and some may be with us for a particular thing that we're working on. So let's say we're working on a particular task, lesson, or mission. And then once we've learned that lesson or accomplished that, then that angel spirit guide may move on to someone else who needs assistance in that area or in something similar. Mm-hmm. So our sort of team, there's some that are there, you know, constantly, and then there's some that are kind of coming, going, depending on what it is that we're working on. Very much like in life, you know, if you're constructing a house and you have a certain team of people that's there to help you, and when you're done building the house, they're like, okay, I'm going to move on to the next project.
Right.
You know, they're just there for that particular thing. So if you feel a connection with a particular angel, the Archangel Michael is one that's always been really strong for me. It's likely that you have an association with that angel in particular. But then there's many angels that are there helping us. And then we can also actively call on different angels to help us with various things. So let's say we're working on a career change, or we want to buy a house, or maybe, you know, we want to have a baby, you know, all these different things would have different angels that can help you for those various, you know, goals and tasks.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I know for me, I've connected with the angel Raphael. I don't know a whole lot about him, but it just kind of came to me in a dream one day. So can you give me a little background on Raphael, if you
I love Raphael. He's great. So his name means healer of God, and he is very much one that works on healing. He helps people with traveling and manifesting and love.
Oh,
and he's
lovely.
Also, yeah, all wonderful things, right? And he's really funny. That's one of the things I love about Raphael. I think of him as kind of like the stand-up comedian angel. Like, even if you're working on something really serious, he is always lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
As a contrast to Michael, who's very strong and kind of like stoic, the protector, who I also love, by the way.
Yes.
But they're just such different energies, and they work together, which is also kind of interesting and funny. But Raphael is great if you're working at any kind of physical or emotional healing, if you want to manifest something in your life, if you want to connect, you know, with love, either be more loving in your life or connect with a new partner for love. So he has many, many different things. Like I said, for traveling, if you're interested in, you know, scripture, he's listed in the apocryphal book of Tobit. There's a story of him, you know, it's a long story, but, you know, he helps this couple unite and mm-hmm. create wealth and like clears demons. And so and they're meet while traveling. So, you know, there's a lot in there, but these are all things that he works with. And when you are interested in angel and they're connecting with you, it's so funny because a lot of times someone with their name will pop in their life, or you'll hear their name over and over again. So just something to be aware of. If a name, angel name keeps popping up for you, or references to that angel, or maybe you keep meeting someone, you know, or different people with that name, it's very likely that that angel is saying hello.
Wow. That is amazing. That sounds like a perfect matchup with me. So yeah, I totally believe that that came to me for a reason. Definitely.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, when we sometimes know we have this kind of this drawing to this, you know, particular angel. For me, Raphael's been there, but Michael was the one that was, you know, immediately I was like, what is this? Before I was even understood all this stuff as a psychic, I had this experience where I was at this museum in Boston called the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. And I'm in this museum and I see this painting like across the room, and this is like this big museum, and so it's like really far away, and it's this giant painting. I can't remember the size, but, you know, I don't know, maybe like 6-7 feet is, or maybe 6 feet. It's a large painting.
Wow.
And I'm like, I know that guy is with the feeling. and the thing is, it was Archangel Michael, and it was, the painting was from like the 1500s.
Wow.
And that's when I was like, huh, that's weird. You know, that was the first moment I knew there was something there with Michael. But also our names are important. So my case, my middle name is Michelle, which is the female version of Michael. So sometimes we have an angel name that's significant, or if we just have references to that angel, or like you said, you just feel the connection with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Angel, those are all important.
Now, what stood out to me was that you said you saw a painting that was like 7 feet tall. Now, I've heard that angels are not like small beings if you were to see them.
Yeah, yeah, they are. First of all, there's angels of all different sizes from, okay, you know, the earth perspective. But even the ones that work with us are usually quite large. So I frequently will see angels with my third eye, you know, with my spiritual eye versus my physical eye. But once I saw what I believe is my angel, and they are made of light. They're like moving light. And yeah, tall, like 7-8 feet tall is frequently how they're reported. And I once was doing a reading for a client, and I saw this basically, you know, kind of what I call like a galactic angel, like an angel that was so big that she was like holding the earth, you know.
Wow.
So there's lots of different scales in terms of, you know, angels and what they work on, because there are angels that work on like a planetary sort of universe scale, mm-hmm. and then there are ones that work, you know, with humans and, you know, on a very much smaller scale from our perspective as well.
That's massive. Holding the earth. I mean, I can't even, that's unfathomable to me. Mm-hmm. Like that's amazing.
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
The thing is, there's so much with this micro and macro thing. Cause if you mm-hmm. think about it in a different way, like even one person is like a universe in and of itself. When you break it down into all the different beings that are living us in us, you know, the bacteria, the parasites, the,
on a level, yeah.
Then like a cell, you know, and then you get down to the atomic level. Like each, you keep bringing it down into smaller and smaller and smaller. And so, but that's not to say that each level is more important than another, but they just, it's all, it's kind of amazing how even at the very micro level how much is really happening.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. I mean, I never would have thought that there'd be an angel like holding up the earth. That is super crazy. So what if someone wanted to, you know, connect with their angels or, you know, even more so develop their, you know, psychic or telepathic energies with angels? Is there something that they can start doing today to kind of start that journey?
Sure. So the first thing is just, you know, having a conversation with your angel, asking them for help. Ask for them for things big and small. Be clear and specific in terms of your requests and prayers for help. Just start that dialogue and then pay attention to signs and messages that you receive. So angels communicate with us through the universe. So, you know, references to things that we see and hear multiple times, our own thoughts and feelings, numbers, you know, animals. There's so many different ways that we receive messages and communication. And once you start to pay attention, it's for most people, it's kind of like bizarre because
it never stops,
it's kind of magical. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Like you're a lot of people that, you know, your perspective of the world being very kind of logical and, you know, kind of very practical, it starts to shift, you know, quite dramatically. It did for me. So paying attention to those signs, my book, Angels, How to Understand, Recognize and Receive Their Guidance, is all about how to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And then how angels communicate with us. And so just how to better understand the messages that we are giving and how to be clear with them. But the most important thing is just to ask, to be as clear as possible in our requests, and then to pay attention to our own internal promptings and the messages that we're getting from outside of us. And if someone wants to go on a deeper level, I do offer psychic development training, which is so, so powerful. It basically is, you know, the targeted training to help people learn how to tap into their own intuition and, you know, better understand the messages that they're receiving as well.
Nice. Amazing. I love that. Simple and clear, and it's, you know, super easy. It's more so like you just kind of have to start doing the work, you know, if you really want to connect and start, you know, have those angels show up for you in your life so they can assist you.
Yeah. The first thing is we basically have to open the door to them to come in and by asking, giving them permission, because of free will, that again, they do need our permission. And then it's like a conversation. So you can ask a question to your angels and spirit guides and, you know, see what comes in. You might have an intuitive feeling. When I was first getting involved in this, I would have some pretty incredible dialogue with my guides. Like once, as an example, this is when I was still pretty early in my business and I felt like I was getting the message to raise my prices. And I asked angels to send me a sign that I couldn't misunderstand about this, just to make sure I was on the right track. And I was driving home from Denver to my hometown at the time of Lafayette, which is about 30, 35 minutes. And when I got, so that's when I asked if I was driving home. I got home and in my mailbox was a magazine that, by the way, I had not subscribed for, that was sent to me, that was in my name.
Wow.
And the cover, like headline, yeah, the cover headline article of the magazine was 10 reasons why you should raise your prices.
If that's not a clear sign.
So it was like, exactly. It was like so clear. And then for my analytical mind in the article, 10 reasons why you should actually raise your prices. So, you know, that's an example where you can ask for a sign and then, you know, see what message comes in. And it, you can have basically an ongoing kind of dialogue and just pay attention, and you can ask for it to come in a certain way, or you can ask for a lot of clarity. And if you're open and you pay attention, and also if you're asking the question in the best way, because the angels, you know, sometimes if we're not asking the question in a way that is the most aligned for us, then it maybe we may get like an unclear answer, or we may feel unclear on what they're sending up.
Right. So be very clear, concise, and intentional with what it is that you're asking for.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes too, the other thing that will happen is people ask, should I do this or this? Maybe like, they're like, should I do A or B? And then maybe
people
are saying like C or Z, none of the above. And that's the other time where it can feel confusing for us, when we might think we only have a certain number of options, but actually there are more options than we know that are available to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I could probably, I mean, I can definitely relate to that. It's like, well, how should I ask this? Or was I specific enough? And I mean, again, that's a whole nother, like going down the rabbit hole, but I mean, do you agree that part of that is like, you should tune in kind of to your intuition and, you know, really kind of ground in to see what it is you're really asking for and what you want versus kind of being, you know, spacey and asking a million different things.
Yeah. So I talk about this in my book, Angels and Manifesting. When we're asking for help, when we're trying to shift things in our life, it's important to sort of drill down into what is our ultimate goal with that request. So a lot of people will ask for outcomes because they think it will provide a certain solution in their life, or they will feel a certain way, for example, and then they get that and they don't feel or have what they think they wanted out of it. Mm-hmm. So I have two suggestions for that. One is to, if you think something's going to create a certain situation for you, then do ask for that, but also ask the angels for help with whatever it is that you're ultimately wanting. So whether it's, you know, maybe financial stress is a big thing for you. So maybe you, what you really want is peace of mind, or you want abundance or a feeling of security. So ask for the money and ask for, you know, those physical changes, but also ask for peace of mind, the feeling of abundance, you know, that kind of thing. And that might come to you in different ways as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And like, as far as time frame, I mean, I would honestly think that a lot of people, you know, probably they're asking for things that they kind of want to drop out the sky. What's your take on like having patience and allowing the angels to, you know, kind of take over?
Yeah, it's, faith and patience are both extremely important. And I have gotten psychically that so many people, when they're close to positive, massive change in their life, actually that's when they give up.
Yes.
Because they feel like they've been going for a long time. And so they give it basically just right before the reward, and they have to kind of start back at square one. So, you know, sometimes we have our own timelines in mind. And I found that a lot of times it's like after that it really starts to shift. And one of the things to keep in mind in terms of why that is mm-hmm. there is a certain amount of delay that sometimes has to happen, even for our own kind of safety, especially if we're, in a pattern where we're thinking about a lot of negative things. If we had sort of instant manifestation and the way that we do in the spiritual realm here, you might, like, you know, you'd think of a lion and be eaten by a lion, like right then, like, you know, yeah. there's a time delay. Part of it is like for our own safety to make sure that what we're thinking about is really what we want. And so it can take a bit of time and feel longer than we want, especially if we've a soul that has been around a while and we spent a lot of time on the other side where things are kind of instant or very much instant. You know, this is a kind of a shock to have it be so delayed.
Yeah.
But that faith, persistence, patience is super important, especially for really big things. You know, even the people where they're called overnight successes, you know, and they suddenly have this massive shift of, usually they've actually been working at it for, you know, 10 years or something before that actually happens.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. And the other thing is I'd like to share is that when we want big things in our lives, you know, there are certain patterns that can be magnified with greatness as well. So for example, fame, you know, power, money, these are all kind of magnifiers of everything, right? Everything gets bigger. And that includes our own challenges. So sometimes I think our angels and spirits want us to ease into something and work on some of the blocks that we have so that when we get to that level, it's actually not really damaging to us. So we've all seen that, like a celebrity that suddenly crashes and burns and, you know, drug addicted, you know, bad things happen. That's because at that level, you know, that our whatever issues we have, they actually get stronger. So sometimes people are being actually protected so that you can work on that stuff so that when you get to that point, it actually is a positive experience and not a negative one. I had that for me where I was, you know, I've been doing television and working with media for many years now. And when I first started, I was like, why don't I have my own show? Why isn't this here? My guides? Exactly. My guides are basically like, we're doing this as quickly as you can handle it. Meaning I had to make some changes and they're working with me to make those changes. And as those things shift, then it gets safer for me to have that situation.
Yeah. And I think so many people don't realize that, like, there's so much going on behind the scenes to bring you what you want to manifest that, you know, we have to have that patience and that faith. in order for it to happen. And it's just like, because we can't see it, because we're so, you know, logically minded, that it's like, if I can't see it right in front of me, you don't think that anything's happening behind right. the scenes.
Yeah, you might be kind of at the finish line in terms of energetically, spiritually, before things really click into place, and all of a sudden you see a massive shift in your personal circumstances, and you don't know, and you're like, I give up, this is, I'm done, you know, and then you stop. There's a story, there's a woman, Jenna Fischer, she was in the American version of The Office, and she's seen mm-hmm. a lot of movies and stuff too, but she talks about this in her book, that she'd been working as an actor for 10 years in Los Angeles, and she just was so over it, and she actually told her agent or manager, like, I'm quitting, I can't do this anymore, and they both were like, are you crazy? No, you have to keep going, and thankfully, she listened to them, and it was literally right after that that she got The Office.
Wow.
On that television yeah. show. So I think that happens for most people, that, like you said, spiritually, you don't see where they are in that process. They just know it's hard, and they haven't seen the rewards yet, so the temptation is very strong to give up.
I mean, I think just in general, like, that's usually how it happens, right? You usually get the breakthrough when you're at, like, the point of exhaustion. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we've seen it so many times, but then when we apply it to ourselves, it's like, no, that's not how it's working out for me. I'm just done and I want to give up. But that's usually yeah. how it happens. The breakthrough comes when you're at that point of exhaustion.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a phrase, you know, it's often darkest before the light. And I think when we're in that place, I think it's important to ask, you know, maybe it's, what is it that we're being asked to clear and release? Mm-hmm. Is it a particular behavior? Is it an action? Maybe it's a mental mindset, you know?
Yes.
So sometimes there are things that we can release that'll help bring those things along faster. But a lot of times people think it's actually the goal right. that they're being asked to release, when that's actually not the situation.
Yeah, definitely. And that's clearly where our angels can come in. We can ask them for, you know, their assistance and clarity and what we need to do next to help release or whatever we need to do next.
Yeah, and they can also help us with feeling supported and love. And, you know, like I said, when I had that big transition for myself, that was one of the biggest things I felt was like, oh, like, I am not alone. I don't have to feel like I'm in this alone. I have support. And that alone, that mental adjustment was huge for me. It allowed me to do things that would have felt almost impossible for me to do if I didn't have that feeling. You know, again, coming from the perspective that I was sick, I had no money, I was unemployed, I was in a bad marriage, there was the recession. I mean, I started my business during the recession, right?
Yeah.
Everything seemed pretty bleak at right. that time. But
some people thought you were crazy. Like, yeah, you're so right now.
Yeah, exactly. But knowing that I had the support of the angels allowed me to make decisions to move forward, which would have been really, really hard for me to do, given just looking at the practical situation as it appeared to be, and just logic. I would have felt pretty bad about everything.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think a lot of this too relates to, like, what is your purpose and what are you, you know, here meant to do? I mean, angels can definitely help you with your purpose too. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people, again, are approaching everything from a sort of practical perspective. And the truth is, if something is aligned for you in terms of your soul and purpose, it is practical in terms of the application for the world. So if you came here to be an incredible artist or a singer or, you know, whatever, inventor, then it doesn't matter how quote unquote practical it is, because if it's supported by the universe, it's supported and things will align for you in even incredible ways, almost like magic, and come in.
Yeah.
So, and then on the other hand, if you're like fighting the river and trying to do something that isn't aligned for you, then it may feel extremely difficult. So for me, there came a point where I was really fighting to try to stay on my old path, which had been in politics and government. And that just kept getting blocked and blocked and blocked. And what I ultimately realized was that was basically not the path for me anymore. And if I fought it, then it was going to continue to lead to frustration and heartache and lack and all of that. But when I stepped into this path as a psychic and a teacher, that's what things opened up for me, even though it seemed and felt very impractical and illogical at the time.
So, I mean, because obviously just from your experience, would you say that that pretty much applies to anyone if we're, you know, like you said, not in alignment or not living our purpose? If we're, you know, pushing for one thing, but the universe is pushing for something else. I mean, some people would take that as, you know, well, that's just another hurdle that I just have to get over and I just need to push through. You know, how does that work? Would you be more in flow if you're, you know, on your life path and your purpose? I mean, there's obviously going to be, you know, some things that you're going to have to overcome when you're, you know, going to your life purpose. But I think some people kind of confuse that, you know, I just need to continue and push through versus is this in alignment? Like, how do you know the difference?
Yeah, I think that can feel really complicated. I think that has to do with connecting in with your own intuition and really sitting with something. And is this something that I'm wanting from, like, I'm a sort of mental and ego perspective, or is this something I really want deep in my heart, deep in my soul? So I think that's the difference, is where are you kind of coming at this from? Is this something like this deep kind of soul longing, or is this kind of more like a mental programming? Like, I think this is what I need to do. Because if you can drop into your heart, and your heart is your empathic center, that will usually guide you right. And what is happening right now is we've been taught to be very analytical. So most people are operating more from the mental sort of calculation perspective. And then they're driving forward and pushing from that perspective. So sometimes when we're hitting that resistance and we're about to make massive change, if it's something we want with our heart, a deep soul desire, and we can continue forward through obstacles, then magic happens. But if we're pushing through with our mind only, and it's not something that's supported with our body, with our heart, with our soul, then we will continue to have obstacle after obstacle after obstacle.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Perfect. And tell me again, you said you had a book that kind of breaks down everything about angels, how to work with them. Tell me the name of your book again.
Yeah, that book is called Angels, How to Understand, Recognize, and Receive Their Guidance. And it's a photo of me. And then there's kind of this angelic kind of wash over it. So that's the one, if you want to look for it, it's just angels on the cover. And I have 7 books. They're all on the sort of spiritual realm, manifesting, you know, supernatural. That book is my most popular book by far, because I think it's so practical for people.
Yes.
Like, everyone can benefit from learning this. And then the other book that I mentioned was Angels and Manifesting. So I would definitely recommend reading just the general angels book first. Mm-hmm. And then if you really are wanting to bring in some, you know, changes in your life and figure out how to manifest specifically, then the Angels and Manifesting one is a good follow-up. And then I have a book on archangels. I have a book on psychic work. I have a book on ghosts. I have a book on the supernatural. And then my first book is just basically telling my story about how I got to be a psychic and my sort of transformation. So it's somewhat of a memoir. But yeah, so the Angels book is one that I'd recommend for, you know, really all people, because I think there's going to be something in it for everyone.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to look into that. I know our listeners are interested in, you know, learning more about angels and learning more about you. I'm so glad you could come on and just share your story with us and, you know, let people know that we all have angels that are here to support us on our journey. And that, like you said, we can live amazing lives if we would just ask for their assistance. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and to give people just some context, so I've already told everyone, you know, where I started from. So physically sick, unemployed, in a toxic marriage. You know, like, just to explain the situation with my husband, like, I could have been the surprise guest on the Jerry Springer show. Like, not, you know, like, really bad. Like, no one wants to be there in that life. You know, physically sick. And then now I travel full time because I like to. So,
yeah.
I go to all these amazing places. I have wonderful clients, you know, that hire me to go, you know, travel with them and stay in, you know, wonderful accommodations. I work with celebrities, with, you know, media. I have a lot of time for creativity and personal care, like, you know, taking care of my body. And so whatever your, you know, position you're in, no matter how kind of hopeless or how off from what you envision for yourself you are, that it can change, and it can change dramatically, and it can change quickly. So either it could be, you know, you're in a bad place and you want to have massive positive improvements, or maybe you have like really big dreams. Like, so often in our society, we are told to sort of reduce our dreams.
Right.
Those are not possible, or they're impractical, or almost like it's selfish. And I don't get that's true most of the time, that when we limit our dreams, we limit what's possible for ourselves. And as I mentioned in the beginning, the more that we have, the more that we can help. So, you know, the better we are, the more we can change the world as well. Mm-hmm. So just to keep your vision high for whatever it is that you want to bring into your life.
Awesome. And then you do have a current offer or freebie that you promote. Tell me a little bit about your free offer right now that you have.
Yeah. So one of the things I will frequently offer is my grounding and clearing meditation, which is a great way to connect with your guides as well. You can just, it's on my website, and you can also send me an email just awesome. Saying, you know, free meditation or something like that at bookings@laurapowers.net. And on my newsletter, I will often give away free things, and that goes out once a month. So you can subscribe to that on my website, which is healingpowers.net. And I also have a podcast, Healing Powers Podcast, where we talk about all this stuff, lots of great free information yes. all the time.
I listen to your podcast, especially the episode you had a guest about her near-death experience and how she, you know, went to the other side and her experience with angels. So yeah, definitely.
Have oh, yes, yes. Yeah, that's right. Trisha. Yeah, yeah. It's incredible. Yeah, she tells some fun stories in that one. But yeah, it's, I love the podcast. It's one of the things, and it's been such a part of my healing journey, because when I was in this bad place and still healing, I started my podcast to help others and to help myself heal. Yeah. And I wasn't even really practicing as a psychic yet. That happened later. But it's been really cool to have that as a platform to share, you know, information and resources. And as I learn, you know, other people do. So it's very right. much like a win-win.
Yes, definitely. That's kind of what I'm doing here, sharing this message, yeah. you know, things that I'm interested in. I know that they can help so many other people as well. So that's perfect. Awesome.
Absolutely. Awesome.
So I'll put all your connect info in the show notes. Where else can we connect with you as far as like social media, and what are your handles?
Sure. So I am on Facebook at Healing Powers, and that's the name of my company. And again, the website is healingpowers.net. On Instagram, I'm Laura Powers 44, and 44 is an angel number, which is why I chose mm-hmm. that. And then I'm on Twitter at that Laura Powers. And also want to mention, like every other month I do a review giveaway. If you write a review for my podcast, then I enter you into a drawing, and it's usually like around $400 more of services and goodies. I get as a podcast host, I get a lot of free stuff sent my way. And so I'll like package it up as like, you know, just to include. So that's one thing if you're interested in, and you feel lucky, go ahead and enter yourself in.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, Laura. I super enjoyed this conversation, and I'm definitely going to take these tips that I've heard from you today about connecting with angels and, you know, manifesting the life of our dreams. So thanks for joining me on the show today.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, that concludes our episode today, and I'll see you next week on the next show. Bye. Thanks for listening to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave me a 5-star review. Don't forget to sign up for your free Millennial Life Crisis Guide at bit.ly/free-crisis-guide. And don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram for more spiritual inspo @spiritualshitpodcast.